böyle bilsin. Bu ya bizim dolarla molarla işim yok. Türk milletini kandıramaz bunlar. O papazı da imam yapacağız, görecek o.
We will bring the Americans to their knees, says one man as he burns $1 bills in front of TV cameras. Outpourings of anti-American anger, like this incident, are occurring across the country.
Let everyone see this. Let everyone love their homeland and nation. No one should burn us with dollars. We burn the dollar. We boycott American products.
And it's not only the dollar. iPhones, too, are a target of Turkish fury. In this social media video, a man wielding a sledgehammer destroys what appear to be iPhones. This anti-American gesture is somewhat diminished when the sound of another iPhone rings from one of his supporters.
Cumhurbaşkanımız Recep Tayyip Erdoğan geliyor.
President Erdogan is whipping up this anger in nationalist and aggressive speeches. Erdogan's fury is in response to the collapse of the Turkish lira. That was triggered by US President Trump's sanctions and tariffs over the ongoing detention of an American pastor. For Erdogan, the country is at war, albeit an economic one.
Ekonomimize yönelik saldırının doğrudan ezanımıza ve bayrağımıza...
An attack on our economy is no different from a direct strike against our flag and call to prayer. The aim is no different. It's to bring Turkey and the Turkish people to their knees by an economic war.
Turkey and the United States have been NATO allies for more than 5 decades. But tensions have been simmering for some time over a myriad of differences. Aydın Selçem, a former senior Turkish diplomat who served in Washington, warns that hostility towards the US has even managed to bridge the traditional deep divides of Turkish society.
This is one of the worst moments in recent history when it comes to US-Turkey relations. The anti-Americanism hit a record high in Turkey among all the different social classes and along all the political parties from left to the right. So there is no political bill for any party to go against the grain of the current or any other government in Washington DC.
Türkiye'de Amerikan yapımı bir atom bombası patlayacak olursa kimse patlatanın kim olur.
For decades, anti-Americanism has been rife in Turkish popular culture. Films and TV shows often show Americans conspiring against Turkey. However, the real problem facing Turkish-US relations was the ending of the Cold War. Soli Özel is an expert in international relations at Istanbul's Kadir Has University. He says it was the shared threat posed by the Soviet Union that cemented Turkish-US ties.
There is a structural problem in Turkish-American relations that dates back all the way to the end of the Cold War. That is, the interests have diverged and the two countries have never really been able to figure out what the common base upon which they were going to build their relation again would be. And those issues have never really been resolved.
The 2016 failed coup in Turkey, in which over 250 people died, continues to foul bilateral relations. Ankara still suspects American involvement, and because of Turkey's strategic importance, Washington has long been suspected of having a hand in all 4 military coups here. However, analyst Özel warns Ankara is no longer so tolerant of Washington.
Anti-Americanism existed even among the elites themselves. They never trusted the United States. I mean, the foreign minister, Mr. Çağlayangil, in one interview after one of our periodic coups, said that the CIA was responsible for the coup of 12 March 1971. So, in a way, the United States and its malfeasance, if you will, had always been accepted as part of the environment by Turkish politicians. But now that the Cold War is not there and Turkey has gotten a taste of acting as an autonomous actor, it has less patience for America meddling or America blocking what it wants to do.
Yaşasın bağımsızlık! Yaşasın bağımsızlık! Yaşasın milli ekonomi! Yaşasın milli ekonomi!
As is the way with Turkish diplomacy, tensions with Washington mean Ankara is now looking to Europe. Past difficulties with the EU seem to have been put on hold, and shared anger with Trump is providing useful common ground. But given Turkey's myriad of differences with Europe, Ankara may have to pay a high diplomatic price for any rapprochement. Doreen Jones, DW, Istanbul.